like to just invite you to take a moment to stretch and to stand before we do some more meditation together. Yeah. A little chair yoga. It's helpful, right? Because with meditation, it really impacts the body. And so it's good to just notice what your body is needing before you sit. Feel free to rotate your ankles if you like, that's always helpful. Rotate the wrists. Just allow for a little energy into the body. And it's interesting to reflect upon how the various postures that we learn from meditation are all meant to just support the mind. Right? And so when we see these images of the historical Buddhas sitting right in the lotus or cross-legged with a spine straight, the idea is that there are certain positions that we can actually relax into with a little more stillness so that the mind can begin to settle. Right? But it's important, I think, for each one of us just to notice what does our body need in order for that to happen. And so that might involve lying down. I think the floor is actually great for lying down because you're still very actively supported and you might be less likely to fall asleep. Or if you need to be in bed, that's okay too. Just to find a place where the body can begin to both relax but feel some sense of energy, of wakefulness, so that it can begin to settle. So as we enter into this next period of practice, you can take a few moments just to notice your body. Notice if it feels helpful to relax back against the chair or to sit slightly forward. You can even try both ways just to see what's going to help you in this time of practice. Notice if your hands are able to relax more fully, if they're resting on the thighs or cupped. Again, you can take a moment just to bring your awareness very gently into the hands to allow them to settle. Almost as if every muscle were offered the gift of decompression. It's nothing that needs to be held on too tightly. To allow your feet to feel supported by the floor, so that there's no gripping, no tension. And the shoulders easing downward, perhaps slightly back. And the chin tucked slightly downward, again, just to bring feeling of spaciousness and elongation into the back of the body. bringing the mind gently to the breath, wherever you're feeling, noticing the breath in this moment. When we become aware of the breath, we're bringing the mind and the body into closer relationship. Almost as if the awareness can rest on the breath. I'll begin to recite the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer, which is a way of evoking all of your spiritual benefactors, anyone who brings a sense of gladness to your mind and your heart. And cultivating a feeling of trust and their deepest wish for your well-being. You can mentally repeat this prayer. As always, feel free to change the wording in a way that helps you feel this deepest connection to your own well-being, your own sense of being deeply cared for. Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. Through the merits of giving and other virtuous deeds, may I attain fullest awakening for the benefit of all. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all never part from the happiness, no suffering. May all remain in equanimity, free from partiality, attachment, and aversion toward those near and far, for the benefit of all. We continue sitting together in this time of practice. I invite you to call to mind in a gentle way these Lojong teachings that we've explored. working skillfully with your mind and your heart while sustaining connection to all beings in a genuine, authentic way. Perhaps setting the intention to bring a sense of reverence to your own deepest well-being. It helps you notice the nature of your mind and heart. It helps you cultivate deepening curiosity, free from all judgments, all criticisms. And in a way that generates fullness of compassion for yourself and for all beings. Imagine what it would be like to bring patience and reverence to all beings in your life. And to shift the focus to the causes of your experience with them. Way that feels receptive, open-hearted, deeply curious. Imagine, too, your capacity to bring a most genuine feeling of compassion that mixes with wisdom, that is in close connection with your deepest awareness what will ease all forms of suffering. And imagine offering yourself whatever time is needed in order to discern this wisdom, this skillful, compassionate response. do you imagine offering your compassion and your love to those people you care for deeply? Perhaps calling one or two people to mind you wish to offer these feelings of affection and warmth to. Imagine them receiving these blessings of compassion and love. And then at your own pace, you can call to mind a couple of people whom you've seen but don't know well. It could be people here at All Souls or in your neighborhood. Just call them to mind. Imagine sending them your deepest, most genuine blessing of compassion. Wish for their well-being, their freedom from all forms of suffering. And you can begin to call to mind one or two people with whom you've had some difficulty, some conflict. Doesn't have to be the most extreme conflict. Someone who has evoked in you a sense of being troubled, distraught. And if you can, with genuineness of feeling, offer them your deepest blessing for their well-being, for their freedom from all forms of suffering. Begin to include yourself in this group, and perhaps allowing this group to expand into all people in this room, all people in this city, all people in this country, all people in every country, all people both living and deceased, may they in every form be be well. May they be freed from all forms of suffering. May they feel reverence for all beings. May they be filled with joy. May they be loved. May they feel deeply cared for. May they be peaceful. For the benefit of all. When you're ready, at your own pace, you can gently open your eyes.